Thanks for joining us for Chapter 2 of the Flowbird podcast featuring Fred Latier, who is leading on mobility as a service innovations for the company. In this chapter, Fred describes how mass in the real world is shaping decisions beyond transport and talks in detail about Flowbird's work in Monaco, where around one-third of initial in-app purchases are for leisure and cultural tickets, which can be bundled with transport services. So why is it important that the app supports both the journey and tourism ticketing?
You know, when you travel, when you take a bus, a bike or a car, you want to go somewhere. You want to do something. You want to access a place. You want to go to the cinema, to visit a museum, etc. And a bus station, a bike station or a parking lot is not the end of the trip. It's just a step to your final destination. So it makes sense to include the goal of your trip in the same user experience. Also, it makes the app sticky. User attracted by tourism or cultural services may then use mobility services. And I will just share some figures about what we see during this summer. We see that more than 30% of first purchase are for activity tickets. And the second purchase are for mobility services. Also, with the same app, you can purchase now and access the parking, take a bus, and visit the museum. All your journey is covered. It's an effortless journey for the citizens.
So that those statistics would suggest that actually it's lifestyle that drives a mass app in addition to the convenience of transport. So users can actually make lifestyle choices and then use the app to support what they want to do day in, day out. Is that a fair assessment, do you think?
Yes, exactly. I would say that most of the people that are using the bus right now, you don't need to convert it to use the bus. So the goal is to convert the people that are not using the bus. So one of the leverage we can have is to add additional services. Thanks to that, we can inform the people, we can incitate the people to use the right mobility mode to go to the place they want to go.
How successful has the app been to date in meeting the city's objectives, do you think?
Having a tool to apply mobility rules on policies is good, but if you do not have a strong adoption, this tool will have a very limited impact. So one of the main successes is therefore the adoption of the mass platform. Right now we have 40,000 people that have purchased at least one pass in the application. We have over 10,000 monthly active users. So these numbers show strong adoption for a city of 40,000 residents. Another element that seems interesting to me is that the establishment of the platform has brought together local stakeholders. This will make it easier for the city to set up combined offer, which is what the city is looking for.
And I guess then that the relationship that Flowbird has with the city authority is critical. So how has that developed with Monaco, and how important generally is that relationship, do you think?
Yeah, a partner relationship is a key factor of success, especially for mass, because you have to deal with multiple services. It's not only one entity. It's about multiple services, multiple entity in the territory. So it allows to get operator and local business buy-in. But the main point is trust and mutual willingness to experiment is productive. And we build the product with the thanks to the link, thanks to the partnership we have with Monaco. It's because we have a partnership that we are able to define, to decide what will be the next step for the product, what will be the next step for the service we integrate, and the benefits, and we look to have each time the most benefits for Monaco.
So it sounds like Monopass is extremely successful. So what's the benefit of all that work for future customers for Flowbird's mass provision?
Yeah, we designed the solution as a platform with an agnostic approach to the service we integrate. So agnostic approach means that integration with third party does not impact the core of the platform. So, and it is a key to have a stable platform on development efficiency. And every integration, every update, every features we have, will benefit future mass partners. Also, it's a white label solution that we propose. So this means that the cities, the territories now wants to communicate on their own branding, and it's important because they push lots of innovation or services linked to this branding. So for us, it's also very important to have this vision to allow our partner, our customer, to be able to push their branding.
This concludes chapter 2 of this podcast. You can listen to the whole episode on the Flowbird website by going to flowbird.group. Or why not head to chapter 3, where we learn about the role of incentivization in growing mass adoption and hear about Flowbird's innovative work in contributing to a new scorecard called MobiScore to help users measure the impact of their mobility choices.